Monster Club. Maybe we can all three join together, Cindy, and sing happy birthday, WKDZ. Good morning, Willie Wilson. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. And I was hoping that Cindy would be there today because we always sing the wake-up song, you know.
We do.
Well, go ahead. Let's hear it.
All right. Are you ready? Well, of course, I had this Doris Day record on an RCA Victor, old 78. And back before I realized I should have taped it and it wouldn't have scratched, well, I would have the turntable going and doing what we called a slip cue. And I would say, and now it's time to, and then Doris Day would say, and you want to join me, Cindy?
Sure, I'm going to let you start and I'll join you.
Wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh, and be happy. And then, of course, I would come in there and probably tell some kind of corny joke or something before it was over, but anyway.
I love it. I loved waking up with Willie when I was a kid in Princeton, and I have so many fond memories of that, Willie. And then lo and behold, I come to Cadiz and here you are. So I got listen to you in the mornings again.
I know.
Well,
you.
I hope I soon be able to come out and be on in person, but of course, well, on the phone I am in person, but of course, Joanne and I and Donna Jo all had the virus back in January. Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful that we've come through it all right and everything. I'm fixing to get my shot, I think, next week. But anyway, there's been a lot of sadness throughout the community and all. Mm-hmm. And back then, it was no different, except it wasn't the virus. It was something else.
Sure.
But there's always something.
Yes.
And you have to be prepared for that. And the idea that I had to live, love, laugh, and be happy, everybody has an issue that they face when they get up in the morning. And I thought maybe that theme song would kind of get started. And just an hour or two, to take your mind off all the tragedies and everything, that would get the day started out right. And I still feel that way today. And there's so many people that work together in this community. I know Ruth Humphries' Street County News, even back then, was the Street County News that everybody listened to at 8:30. And James Hayes, who was one of the stockholders, was also a radio repairman. And he said, to give you an idea of the loyalty people had to her program, there was this radio that came in for repair, and in fingernail polish, it had a dial position and said Ruth. So that gives you some idea of how loyal people are, and I'm sure there may be somebody somewhere, whether it be a ink pen or whatever it might be, probably got Alan and Alan on it, pointing right to that dial position.
Well, we hope so, Willie. We hope so. Sometimes, you know, in the radio world, you wonder, is there anybody out there listening this morning?
Yeah, you know.
We definitely hope so. And we hope that, and Alan and I were talking about it earlier this morning, you know, you brought WKDZ on the air as a community radio station. And we hope that we have made you feel that we are doing the same thing, even though, you know, it's grown so much and things have changed so much. Our focus is still on the news of our community, sad, bad, you know, whatever it is. And we share the happy moments, and we also share those sad moments as well.
Yes, and you know, of course, John Woodruff, who was one of the stockholders, in fact, and a later president, has said every growing community needs instant communication, and WKDZ came right at that time when there was a need more than there would be today with all the cell phones and everything that you have. But I'm happy to have been a part of bringing that into the community. And, you know, this was a big opportunity for us in a lot of ways. Donna Jo and Deborah Gay were twins that we had adopted, and they were only 6 months old when we came over here, and we moved into Red Rider Hammond's house over on 2nd Street. and next door to Spider McCloud. And everybody just welcomed us so much, this, even before we had the station up and running. I know Cleland White came out to our temporary office and bought the 6:45 a.m. local news for White Lumber Company. And then also Trigg County Farmers Bank, Brent Thompson came out and bought the noon news for Trigg County Farmers Bank and local news. And all the 20 years that we had it, they remained as sponsors. And when we came on the air, Cindy and Alan, the national anthem was played by the Trigg County High School Band. And Mr. Tom Vinson had it on the school PA, and the whole school heard it. And many listening today, I'm sure, say, yes, I remember that. I heard that very first day. And see, Katie's didn't have a telegraph office back then. And the FCC sent the telegram that we had approval to come on the air to my brother Leo Wilson in Hopkinsville, who was chief engineer. So I was in the shower, of all places. And it's about 8 o'clock, I guess. And he called and he said, you got your approval, what you want to do? And, of course, we were real anxious. And I said, come on down here and let's fire up. And we started calling everybody so they would know to be tuned in. And at 11 o'clock on 1110, the big 1110, we called it, WKDZ AM, which still exists today, but of course FM is the main listening habits today, I think. But anyway, we called everybody, came on the air, and here we are.
And you know, what I love about this whole story, Willie, you had a community group of partners that were behind you to put the radio station on. So it was truly a community effort back in 1966 when you started things up.
Oh, yes. John Woodruff, Bob Metis, who had Metis Pharmacy, Joe Clement, who had Clement Pharmacy, Virginia Alexander, who was at that time circuit clerk, later become county clerk, and Carolyn Richardson, who actually had a degree in broadcasting from University of Kentucky, however, didn't take an actual part in the operation, but Carolyn was a lot of help to us. James Hayes, Hayes Electric Company, was really a help to us. And, of course, Mr. A.K. Goodwin had passed away, but his widow, Mrs. A.K. Goodwin, was a stopholder. Also, Mrs. Blanche Oliver, Mr. Prentice Oliver, was an original stockholder. He had been sheriff here. And Ruth Humphreys, who did the Trigg County News, and, of course, myself, Willie Wilson, general manager. And the first people that were on the air with us in the actual operation, of course, myself, general manager, and then Wanda Dename, or at that time Wanda Calhoun, who was office manager, and Phil Connor was sales manager, and Larry Norman, chief announcer, Dave Ellis, was announcer, of course, Ruth Humphreys of Trigg County News, and then there was a Jones boy, I forget his first name. He only worked for us 2 weeks, but I might not have been easy to work for. But anyway, made up the original staff as we had, and I don't know, even today at 91 years old, it's a great memory for me to have been involved in that. And I think Mr. Tom Vinson, who had the forethought to record and to do all the things that would be a history of our great history now, since he put it on for everybody in the school, that would have been probably, I don't know, 1,000 people or more, I guess.
Right.
And then, of course, we had throughout the community and everything, and just everywhere I turned, Mr. Jasper Thomas with the Kentucky Gospel Singers, and just about every way I go, see people who helped us out so much with the station. Mr. Norman Ellis, Brother Norman Ellis, of the First Baptist Church here in Katy's. And I don't know, what is this they say, Alan? If you don't want to hear how the waters parted, don't get me started.
Yeah, right. I love the story, though. It's always great to visit with you and celebrate our birthday together, Mr. Willie. It's 55 years of service to this community. And, you know, Cindy and I, and I know Beth Van joins us, we've all been together almost all those years. And we still love it just as much today as we did back when we started here 28 years ago. And I know you still love radio and love what radio does out there, too.
Oh, yes. And, DJ Everett took it to another level. And now, more recently, with the addition of WPKY and all of the online things you do, Beth Mann has taken it to another level. So everything just keeps going. And the same way of thinking, community first. That's what I think keeps going so well.